Going on, man. This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigma's Unchained. I need to get out of
here. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get
out of here. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get
out of here. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, so what it do, my peoples? This is T Nigma with Enigmas Unchained, and we are back again for another thing because this is far more important than wrestling. It's far more important than anything else. One Piece hit 1,000 episodes. And we just wanted to say, congratulations, Oda. You the G.You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to the animation team. Like, look, the animation team, I mean, I really do wish there was a way. I bet you there is one, but I don't know it. But there has to be a way to reward these guys for their efforts. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like the animations team in the multiple teams in Japan don't get enough love. Like, we'll be over here, oh, the anime is fire, da, 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 and then, like, we won't read the manga, and 9 times out of 10, the anime is drawn terribly. I mean, the manga is drawn terribly.But then anime is like immaculate. And you're like, oh my goodness, right? And I know, you know, that they really, really should have, there should be better pay and stuff like that for the guys that put all that hard work, blood, sweat, and tears in doing this, you know what I'm saying? But I really do got to say shout out to the animes. I mean, like, that's a minor thing I can do, but even just raising awareness of that, you know, how wonderful.Those guys are putting in the work of making like each one of these, each doggone, each one of the stills can be framed, can be paused, and it's a piece of art, literally a piece of art. So, yeah, I got Ice with me, your friend's best friend.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like if you already didn't hear us, but I have to make sure a formal introduction is done. How are you doing, bro?
Oh, man. Hey, look, we done made it past the muddy waters. Now we off the brighter pastures.
That's right, man. You know what I'm saying? So this episode was so beautifully done. You know, they opening up the We Are, which is the first theme for One Piece. And it was redone with the characters as they are now. And I was like, frame for frame, shot for shot, it was the exact same thing, except for the added characters and stuff like that, right?
Oh yeah,
beautifully done. I mean, like it's just, it would mess me up, man, because I'm like, look, you know, I started watching One Piece late. You know, I started watching One Piece, I think it was 2013, 2014, right? Mm-hmm. Ice was on it in the early 2000s. I mean, it was like 2003. He was like, Trevor, you need to watch this. And I'm like, I ain't watching this thing. This trash. I mean, like I had a justified reasoning. I'm a purist. So all they had the time for me to access was the English dub, and I just couldn't do it. The English dub was so bad. He suffered through it because he understood the how beautiful the story was, but I just didn't have it in me. I was like, I'm not suffering through the get that like this that he sends you. Yeah, you just talking like he... Talking like he need nasal spray. I was like, I'm not watching this, man. Like, and he's supposed to be like a cool guy. He sounds like he's a chain smoker, you know. I was like, I just can't do this. But you know, Ice been in it for the longest. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I give him props every time I'm talking about One Piece because he was the one who first told me you need to watch the show. And I was like, no, I'm not watching this trash dub. I remember I was like, I'm not watching this dub. This dub is horrible.And then now, like, I remember I just broke down one day. I was like, I think it was snowing, which is rare in South Carolina. You know, but it was snowing. And I was like, I ain't got nothing to do. And I was like, how many episodes they got? At the time, it was 776, something like that, right? And I was like, good grace. I was like, we'll see how fast we can go. And I was cooking on English sub, got the Japanese. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is good. You know, like, it's like, first episode, I was like, this is what Mitchell was talking about this whole time. I was like, oh no. You know, so and I, like, by the time I knew it, I looked up and that was at episode 110. and then my wife was like, what are you watching? I was like, yo, it's One Piece. And she was like, did you say you weren't going to watch that? I said, yes, and I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I was wrong. I was goddamn wrong, and I'm proud to say that I was wrong. I said, please sit down and watch this. And then she watched it. And she got in right at the best part, which to me, and we're going to, the reason we're doing this is an iconic moment. So we remember from One Piece. We're just
gonna, oh, yeah.
Wait, this ain't going to be long. Like, we just want to talk about iconic, like iconic moments that stick in our mind about One Piece since we had the 1000.
Yeah.
She came in at my favorite moment in One Piece. The Enies Lobby.
Oof.
When Nico Robin was taken and she was pretty much like, just abandon me to die. Right. And my wife is sitting there watching and she's watching, you know, like Robin pretty much being like, look, just leave me alone. Right. Mm. And she's watching like this ragtag group of people and they're standing on the thing. And this one of the best shots in One Piece is Usopp.
That's right.
Soge King at this time.
Yes.
Soge King. Sanji lighting a cigarette. Luffy. Chopper and Nami, because Frankie wasn't a part of the crew yet.
Nah,
this is afterwards they went and got him and he became a part of the crew. And
Zoro,
yeah, so yeah, can't leave out your boy. And Zoro all standing up there and just hearing Luffy like to say, Soge King, kill the flag. I was like, bro, and so without hesitation. Boom! Burned it. That was an open act of war. And I was like, oh my goodness, he burned the flag. Right? And I'm like, this is about to be a fight. Bro, look, that to me still is like, that and Paramount War are to me the greatest parts of One Piece we've had so far.
I feel you.
And, I mean, I'm not saying the other parts is like trash. I mean, oh, it's still the one part of One Piece is bad, okay? No. That's Gecko Moria. Anything with Gecko Moria involved, put me to sleep, okay? So, because this dude is trash. The fact they just killed him so easily confirmed my suspicion. They were like, just kill this dude. But yeah, so but how
he
about
off
you?
Screen now, you know? Yeah. If he off screen.
Yes, off screen.
Nothing is for certain.
He might pop back up, you know, we don't know. But so how about you, man? What were like favorite One Piece moment? They can be more like moments, but the key one is like, this is One Piece. Talk to me.
Oh man, shoot! Because I remember in the beginning, like, and then this was back when we you know didn't have like we didn't know how great just watching it in Japanese and having the subtitles was.
Yeah.
We was given the English version of this nonsense. I figured it out. I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm stick with it. That's cool. I like it. I wasn't all for that English rap version, but opening.
That was trash.
They could have kept it, but we were stuck with that for that particular point.
Yeah.
But you know, it was cool. No, you know what I'm saying? Like you actually got to see Luffy develop. Like, dude, you know what I'm saying? You first meet this dude, he busts out of a barrel because he wanted some food.
Yeah, that's it. Like he was hungry, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, you know what I'm saying? I just want some chair, I want something to eat. You know, but
you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like and at first you're like, wait a minute, like what is this dude doing? Like, he said he's gonna be the king of the pirates. So like let's see what's gonna happen with this fellow. And you know, slowly but surely, he pull you in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and like after a while, that's what a lot of his, I ain't even gonna call him his enemies, his adversaries come to figure out. You're like, oh well, this little fellow with the straw hat, he ain't nothing, he ain't no big deal. But then what happened?
They all end up loving him. I mean, like it's out there, they respect him and they end up loving him every single time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dang. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I'll tell you what, like my favorite moment. Let me see. Now that I think about it, I'm gonna tell you two. Two that made me, that just made me enjoy watching. Just made me enjoy watching those situations. When Luffy fought Crocodile, and when he fought Katakuri, because when he fought Crocodile,
that was a great match.
And don't get me wrong, I love when he fought Arlong too. But when he fought, when they fought with Crocodile,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna just go in and smash this dude, and then that's it.
No.
He, like, that was when he really had to fight.
Yep.
Like three separate times in order to figure it out.
Yep. And it was great. Even the last time, he was on the brink of death the whole time. Because Crocodile had an answer.
I was saying,
like, Croc had an answer, bro. Croc was like, bro, you ain't gonna just take this nation away from me.
Yeah.
Because
this dude, I'm saying, this dude had been sat here for like this whole time, then figured it out. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Now I'm saying, I'm turning these people against each other.
Yep.
I'm swoop in. Yep. I'm take
it. I'm gonna take it all. Yeah. I mean, that was probably one of the most monumental arcs was the arc with Crocodile. Because before then, it was just ragtag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was just ragtag crew just fighting people. But when they fought Crocodile, they became a national threat.
Oh, yeah.
Because they stopped an actual civil war. Pirates did. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like, how in the world did pirates stop? Why were they there? You know what I'm saying? You know, that conflict. They're like, why in the world did they? Oh, teach. So while we're talking, we're watching 1,000 seconds of One Piece. And I was like, yo, this dude stopped a national threat. He stopped a coup. What's your next one, bro? What's your other one, bro?
Let's
see. Eminem. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. People still talking about Scott Pia.
Yeah.
That wasn't no joke either.
No, I mean
that's when you finally when you learn about the pony glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, shoot. Robin know how to read these.
Yeah.
This must be something important.
Yeah.
Little do you know, if you stick with it, yeah, you learn a lot.
Learn a whole lot. Yep. Yeah. I mean, like, this thing's messing me up, man. I'm like, oh. Just like this 1 second, and I'm like, oh, all the memories just keep hitting me.
Right.
Man.
I was saying, yeah, impact out. Yeah, long ring.
Oh, yeah. We going that was, you know, it was filler. So we'll let them. One piece on it. Yeah, that was filler. There's only a few parts that were filler and you could feel it, but it wasn't so egregious like Boruto. Boruto is like 85% filler. That's why I don't give it no play. I'm like, I'm not watching it. Well, it's getting better now, Trevor. Even still right now, they are literally on the cusp of probably doing a whole nother like 45 episodes of filler. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like y'all ain't got your story sorted out. I'll come at y'all. No, I'm not coming back to y'all. Never mind.
I stopped in Shippuden.
Yeah, I mean, like, I watched a few episodes of Boruto and then I read the manga because the manga's shorter because there ain't a whole lot to be talking about. You know what I'm saying? But if you watch the doggone TV, you think that all these episodes, no, it's like the manga's very short. You know what I'm saying? These suckers, man. It should be 9, bro.
Oh yeah. I love me some Water 7.
I bet you the second that they show this, man. Yes. Right. I knew it. That's how they're gonna show the second. They're standing on the top.
They had no choice.
Yeah, it's like you got to show that spot, bro. That jump was fire. Yeah, I mean, it's goodness gracious, bro. Look at this.
Yeah, man. CP9.
CP9 was a threat.
What?
A doggone threat, man. I mean, like, look, there wasn't a part. Everything before Paramount War, they won, to me, almost by chance. You know what I'm saying? Luffy definitely was a savage. Now, it's not get it twisted. But he won because of perseverance. But even then, you look at, like, when they were trying to leave Enies Lobby, I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, the threat of that. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Ooh.
But they made it out like by like literally at 100% before the Thousand Sunny. You know what I'm saying? Before they got that. You know what I'm saying? The scene when they had to burn the Going Merry, man.
Man, that's one of my saddest moments.
Bro, I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. That joint still get me a little bit in my emotions. But
oh yeah,
you know, like the other one was Usopp versus Luffy.
Oh,
and I remember like when I'm watching the episode and it's like Usopp, I'm like, Usopp can't scrap with Luffy. And Usopp,
look,
Usopp was like, bro, I will throw, he threw everything he had and Luffy, and it was a phenomenal fight. It was sad though, but when he hit Luffy with that impact on shot,
yeah.
And he was like, "How you like that?" You know, I was like, "That double Usopp earned my respect." I was like, "Okay, you know what, Usopp, you got heart." So he earned my respect. And then Brook coming in, you know, and how sad Brook's story is, man. I mean, I was like,
"It's crazy because, like, everybody has their own moment that,
yeah,
you know, what I'm saying, that like you really feel for them."
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot, Luffy got too many to count, but everybody else got
he should, though. He's the main character.
Yeah,
he should.
Oh, yeah. But that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not for the sake of just throwing everybody else away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But know what I'm saying, like, but everybody else got their own, know what I'm saying, their own moments where, you know, that pretty much developed their character.
Yep.
Like, Luffy.
Which
brings me to another one of my sad moments, man. Like Sabaody.
Yeah, Sabaody, man.
That hurt.
Yeah, watching all them suckers get like tossed away from each other and not knowing exactly what was going on, I was like, "Yo, what the world's happening right now?" I mean, we never got to see Luffy in despair. Man. This was the first moment you got to see Luffy in despair, and it was crazy. That was the start of his despair. His despair didn't stop because then his brother died.
Right.
After all, I mean, you know, it's like normally in most anime, you know, you fought this hard, you know, that you're supposed to get it. Nope. Now Oda screwed us over in the best way possible. He like, nah, you know, it's like, this is actually, he's going to lose. In a most convincing fashion, he's going to lose. And I mean, even like this show, when he punched Cody. And Cody was like, you know, like he really didn't want to fight your boy, you know, but Luffy was only singular thought, save my brother. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, that joy hurt. I mean, like, and then the ripple effect of Ace's death throughout the rest of the series, even to episode 1000.
Yeah,
I mean, his death.
Oda know how to tie. He know how to tie his facts in, man.
Yeah. I mean, but it was real because you think about it, he was Whitebeard pirate. He was one of the best vice, you know, captains, whatever, you know, like of the crew. And he also like he was big in Wano, big in he was in jail, you know, a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he also, you know, talked to Jinbei. The only reason why Straw Hats got Jinbei is because Ace.
Yep.
And then because otherwise Jinbei wouldn't even look in his direction to look at Luffy. But but because we got that, we got to get on Jinbei. Jinbei, the first son to see. Look here.
Oof.
First son to see a savage. Okay. That dude, I was like, just off of just him being himself alone, he made himself into like a general for the doggone Straw Hats. We're not even being on a crew yet. I was like, this dude's a general. And when Luffy was like, nah, I got one more dude to go back and guess, you better see doggone That's a Jinbei. You better not be recruiting some random Negro off the street again. I was saying, like, trying to like
he did at Thug Park.
Hey, y'all want to be a part of the crew? Luffy, shut up. He ain't be a part. I'm like, he was like, but man, they look cool, man. He's like, nah, forget these dudes.
Oh. That's the only time they beat those.
That's it. They're like, nah,
bro, dog.
That cap, this is wrong. This is the wrong decision. We ain't doing that. No, then like I said, now they're showing like when he met on Law and then they're on Punk Hazard. You know what I'm saying? Like right now. And it is, yeah. I mean, everything time. Because like me, Punk Hazard was weak.
Yeah.
And that's not to say it was bad, but it was one of the weaker arts because we needed Dressrosa. Dressrosa, when we got to get the phone, Doflamingo, I was like, oh, I see why they made this. Why it was just mostly information. Like it was mostly information we were given in Punk Hazard. And right. Caesar just wasn't a main villain.
Nah.
It's like, no, we don't offense homeboy, but he's a brain. He's a scientist. So then you got to see the significance of why he was there and why Doflamingo was like, don't come and mess my stuff up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the random people, as we see right now, like
Bartholomew.
Yeah, Bartholomew, whatever they want to call him. You know, all these cats driving. I was like, you know, these are random people. Then they ended up being the main people, you know, in a revolt. To liberate Dressrosa, and they were all gladiators in a scrap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like just all of that, you know, like the fact that he threw in all these random characters and he gave us premise on how each one of these characters work. We got the return of Sabo. You know, as we got homeboy, I forgot your boy name. That was like the schizo pretty dude. And how dangerous that dude was. It was dangerous. Dude.
Cavendish.
Yeah, Cavendish. Yeah, like dude was dangerous. Then you like the Sabo return. Sabo getting Ace Fruit, right? Then you know what I'm saying? Then you got Pika with his funny voice. You know what I'm saying? You got Pika. You know what I'm saying? Law, which they built the beef between Law and Doflamingo. You know, him being raised by Doflamingo's brother. And I was like, you know, just all these beautiful moments that they've done so far in this show that really hit home at what it means to be a part of the One Piece fandom. You know, like what that looks like is that you are going in for the ride because you know what the end gonna look like. We already know.
Oh yeah.
We already know the end gonna look like. Now we don't know how the end is going to finish, but we know what it's gonna look like. At least that, like we know he's gonna be King of Pirates.
Oh yeah.
But we don't know how we're getting there. We just know we're getting there. And One Piece has this beautiful way of giving you all these characters that mean something. Even though they're men and they're minor or they're small, they're great. They all mean something, right?
Oh yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of One Piece to me is that like I'm writing a book right now, right? I'm like literally writing a book. Like when we finish, I'm gonna take a break and I'm gonna get back to getting my 3,000 words in.
Of course.
And while I'm writing a book, I'm thinking to myself, I can't do Oda. I can't. I mean, like, it's like, no, that's a compliment. I can't do that. And I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you've seen it done in your lifetime to help you write, like to help me write, is good to help me write. Because I'm like, I'm not going to do literally 1,000 different characters that you know. Because like that's too much. But Oda, because of this medium that he has, like, there's so many people you could pick out a One Piece, they ain't even the main character that just still got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, not in, Whole King Island. You know what I'm saying?
Whole King Island
was different, bro. And I think that it's crazy this is going to sound. I think the most important two things that came out of that was the Minx and Germa.
Yeah.
Were actually the most important additions to the additional, you know, going of the story because the Minx are scrapping. Man. And Wano right now because Kaido, I mean, I'm like, what was it? Kaido. About Wano and Kaido. Kaido. but Kaido is, you know, he ruined Wano and the Minx. Jack, when we first got to see Jack, we didn't know like that Jack was a part of the Beast Pirate Crew. But, you know, Jack was up there tormenting the Minx.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So we got so that the Minx are fighting him now, and now we got you know what I'm saying. We got Luffy scrapping with Kaido, or at least trying to get to the point where he scrap with Kaido.
Yeah,
but on top of that, you know, Germa being a part is because we see what's happening with Sanji. Now I won't ruin that for you because that's coming later on. But there's a very big significant point that Sanji has to make a choice. Because of what happened in Whole Cake Island, so it's very very significant point. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's so much that happened. You know, what I'm saying so much that's been happened that just mind blowing. You know, to me that like you can see just 1 second and you get the whole episode. You know, I don't even need to see the whole episode. I see 1 second. I'm like, I don't know what happened. Yeah, right. I remember that episode. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just thank you, Oda. That's a flat out from a fan. Thank you, Oda. Arigato gozaimasu. like you don't know how much you blessed us with this doggone with this story. Like this story literally helped me to formulate my ideas for writing better. Because he was willing to be goofy, he was also willing to show vulnerability, and he was willing to allow his people to win and lose a lot. Luffy lost a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, no. He lost a lot, yo. He wasn't just out here just wrecking people. He lost a lot. And, oh, my goodness, your boy getting clapped. Oof. Up there, and the people laughing. And when I remember, I was jarred by that. I was like, what are they laughing for? And you found out that it's because of the smile?
Right.
I was like, yo, the stuff that happened to Dressrosa?
Like everything has consequence.
Everything has consequence. Like the stuff that was going on in Punk Hazard when they were trying to build a Giants with the kids or for Big Mama and also Kaido. And then Doflamingo pretty much being the pusher man. You know?
Yeah.
Doflamingo was a pusher man. He was a supplier that kept peace, because if there's no Doflamingo, then people don't get their fix. And that's why he was laughing in jail. He was like, "Y'all suckers, y'all don't even know what y'all did." He's like, "I was holding I was the one. I'm the king. I was holding the peace for y'all. But now y'all ain't got no peace, man. Y'all see the consequences." And now Kaido and them went crazy. And I was like, "Well, dang. Yeah, so we're 1,000. That's it. What a goddamn ride, man. What a doggone ride. It puts a smile on my face, yo.
It really do.
Oh, saying it, what a ride, man.
And it's crazy because, like, I see people, they downplay One Piece because it's, you know what I'm saying, it's 1,000 episodes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Nobody's telling you to sit there and watch the whole series in what, like a week?
No. I mean, ain't nobody doing that.
Mentally, don't get me wrong. If you have the mental fortitude to do it, knock yourself out.
And even if they had the mental fortitude to do that,
that's a lot to take in.
Ain't getting that in a week. No, so I don't even think they can physically do it in a week. I'm like every episode is 24 minutes, right? Times 1,000, right? Oh, so that's 24,000, like close to 24,000 minutes. Okay. That you have to divide. Now let's say it's 1,440 minutes in a day. Okay. Huh. I have to multiply that times 7. Okay. so 1,440 minutes in a day times 7, that's 10,000. You need 3 weeks to even watch this thing too. And that means you have to not sleep nor eat for the most part. Use the bathroom. Cause you have to be on One Piece all day, and it would still take you close to a month to even just catch up to One Piece. So, like I said, I was one of the people who said, nah. And it wasn't because of the stories, because all I remember was English dub. And I hate English dubs. I mean, like, there's only a few English dubs. I'm like, this is lit. Like Cowboy Bebop, which got defamed with Netflix, Goofy, Scott Pilgrim, version. I was like, no, there's a no for me. So then I saw Ed on that thing, and I was like, oh, God, no.
Saw a clip. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not good. I mean, so I was like, and people are mad because people are saying they're trying to tell people they're transphobic. I'm like, nobody, shut up. We don't like trash. This is a trash show. It's like I don't care how much heart y'all put into this. This thing does not trans. Is this Cowboy Bebop does not translate well to live action. Let it go. It's like One Piece is getting their Netflix joint too. I really don't feel good about that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, here's why I said Oda's gonna get his check. So I'm okay with Oda getting paid. Because we already know what the Defender version is. We good to go. And the same thing for Cowboy Bebop. You know, I'm like, we already know the Defender version is. I ain't really worried about that. I mean, we already know what the best is. So we'll just go back and watch the 26 episodes in a movie, and we square. We don't have to watch all. I mean, like it's, yeah. But there's a line in it, bro.
I know.
Jet is black. Because he has black in his last name, he has to be a black man. That's liberal. We call that liberal logic. I'm not a conservative, but I'm just being 100 right now. I'm like Malcolm X. You don't trust a liberal. So he's like, he's like, I'm being blackmailed, right? And she and a white lady saying, well, absolutely, because you're black and you're male. And I was like,
Who wrote this? Was that supposed to be funny?
I mean, like, I'm not even offended. It's just bad writing.
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
this is bad writing. I was like, I'm offended more, not even because I'm a black man. I'm more offended because I'm a writer. I'm more offended because I'm a fan of the doggone art.
Right.
You race swap Jet. You know, to homeboy to Bushmaster, who is a phenomenal actor, by the way. From Luke Cage, you remember Luke Cage season 2?
Yeah.
Bushmaster is Jet Black.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, so I can never say his name off the top of the dome, but I remember him as he was a phenomenal as Bushmaster, in Luke Cage. So you know, they got him and he's great and everything. I'm like, Jet Black didn't have a family, so they gave him a family. I was like, this is a distraction.
What are you doing?
Like, he didn't have a family, man. Like, this plays into a part of his hardness, like why he was so hard. You know what I'm saying? Is he Barrett now? For Final Fantasy VII? I mean, like just because he's a black man with a missing arm, that he has to be bare for Final Fantasy. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, the people who wrote this thing, I don't know. It felt like, and then they introduced Faye too early because like Faye was like way off into the series, probably like episode 7, 8, 9. See, that episode, this lady in like episode 2. And I'm like, she had amnesia and a couple of things going against her, like when you met Faye in the show. Like, she was still trying to remember stuff that happened. They hardly did any of this stuff. I'm like it's just goofy.
Like, did you pay attention? I mean, you looked at the show. You didn't watch the show.
They looked at it.
So within looking at the show, did you pay attention to the show?
They didn't. So and it's like they are the exact opposite of Oda, who is so meticulous to his details that he writes it to the point where it hurts. Because you were like, Oda, we remember, okay? You know, so at some point, he's like, all right, stop reminding me. You know, like when you get to them fights and you're like, all right, you know, we just want to see the end. That Oda got to remind you. You're like, Oda, I didn't ask. I have the emotion set in me already to see this fight, and you're going to show this dude suffer. I didn't want to see that right now. You know what I'm saying? Because if they show me another moment of doggone Odin,
you know,
I mean,
know we're going to get it. So you just be prepared for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, bro, I'm still, you know, I want to see Kaido die. I mean, I was just okay. I don't want to see him live. I don't want to see him get punched out, and knocked out. I need to see this sucker thrown into the atmosphere and burn up. I for what he did to my boy, he does not deserve to live. Like that's how I feel. Now, Oda will likely change my heart on that very soon. Like, he's gonna do something. He's gonna do some drama where he show us Kaido's background. He's going to do that and mess me up.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And that's why I love and don't like him at the same time. When it comes, okay, because when it comes, I'll be like, I'm functionally ready to watch this dude get wiped off the face of the earth. And then he's like, but I'm like, what you trying to say on? Oh yeah, well, he has a story too. I don't care about his story. I don't want to hear nothing about it, but that's the beauty
of it. Stop making me care.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, your boy that fought Frankie.
Senor Pink. Oh man, did he need a backstory? No, not really.
He didn't,
but he got one.
He got one, and I mean, I was like, I mean, that was a part on the 1,000 episode. Out of all those moments, the moment where Senor was on the ground with his arms crossed, like knocked out.
Oh man,
what was this? And Frankie closing his eyes was a scene that messed me up the most. Because I was like, Frankie was a perfect dude to fight this cat.
Oh yeah,
perfect dude, and it put respect on Frankie's name. Because Frankie's dangerous, but he's also a manly man. So he's like, look, I'm gonna fight you. I'm gonna fight you fist to fist, and it's going, whoever collapses first is a loser. We ain't doing no gumma nose, no burning on Phoenixes, no none of that. These hands, you know. Well, these hands, and that's how Frank was like, I'm gonna give you these hands, you give me yours, whoever's standing wins.
That's it.
And Frankie won, you know. But it was just the emotion of that fight wasn't real, like, wasn't no flashing, and also Doflamingo versus Luffy, it wasn't none of that. But that was still the most emotional scrap in Dressrosa, but was Frankie versus Senor. So I was like, But we didn't need that story.
You know? But Oda gave it to us anyway. But yeah. I mean, we know he, you know what I'm saying? He wanted the lieutenants. You know what I'm saying? We understand all that.
Yeah, you know, we don't need no.
We're going to give you this anyway.
Yeah, we don't need nothing else. So, what that tells me is that this ain't over. We're likely going to see him come back again for something. Likely it's going to happen. He's going to come back. He's going to come back and do something. I don't know what, but he will come back and do something. But yeah, bro, I mean, like I said, masterclass writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we had a episode of probably like a month or two ago, we talked about, you know, Oda being like a master manga or mangaka.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like where it's just, you can't deny that now. It's like you, even if you don't like One Piece, you know who these people are.
Sure, you even got cats in the Olympics doing the gear two pose.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got four doing a Frankie pose, man. You know what I'm saying? Homeboy from Germany was on super. Like he was all like on the podium. And I was like, this is amazing. I was like, this is amazing. I was like, what other? I mean, like, not necessarily no shade to the other animes, but I was like, that sucker got reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, you better not see nobody up there doing no doggone Attack on Titan salute. I'm shooting that dude. Nah, bro. That's Germany. That's Germany Nazi ignorance. You try? No, we ain't doing that today. You gonna put that? You gonna put that fist down? You know you.
I'm about to say, saw they was getting ready to put the armbands on for sale, right?
Yeah, I saw that. They stopped that. It's like that story is too close. Because Homeboy was pretty much inspired by World War II to write this story. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't, you know, that was at least my only beef with Attack on Titan. I was like, you know, even in the end, I hate the ending. But you know what I'm saying?
With another part to the season, right?
I'm talking about the manga ending.
Oh, well, the manga, yeah.
The manga ending. I was like, just throw this whole thing away. But you know, like it's cool, I guess. But there's lots of parts of this thing that should not be mimicked in public. You know, it's militarized. It's very military based, ideology based, and a lot of it is about the death and destruction of one particular type of people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you have to be careful when you handle something like that. The guy that wrote it, you know, I forget his name up top of dome. He wrote it because he was saying like no, just saying this is what I'm trying to tell you to not do this. But he's writing the main story to show you like the hurt and the damage to everybody, the lengths of people go to win. You know, right. You know what I'm saying? So like the fact they'll just take their own people and inject them with stuff that they ain't supposed to be in their body to throw them out there and be because of this war. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, there's a but like I said, to me, like I said this before, that's not a timeless anime. No shade. It's good anime.
No.
But it's not time. That joint probably dies with this generation. There'll be 3-4 other animes that pass it by that people will automatically be lauding. One Piece ain't going nowhere.
Oh no.
It'll be in the top three until they stop. And then after it's done, there'll still be generations watching the doggone show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, but yeah, it's just yeah, Oda knew how to write to my own child. That's how good that dude is.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, like he knew how to write to my own kid. My kid is 4 years old. He gets One Piece. He understands it. He understands what's going on. That is mass class writing. When you can write to me, I'm 37. He can write to my child, who's four. Yeah. The saying, man, like, that dude deserves all the honor he can be given for this story.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, 1,000 episodes beyond 1,000 manga.
Whew.
Yeah, and still going. Last joint that I read has some shocking information in it that I won't say because I don't know if you caught up. about Sanji, and if they go this route with Sanji, Sanji's going to change again. He's going to reach his final form.
Ooh.
So just that's for all the anime manga heads out there. If y'all haven't caught up with One Piece just yet, there's been some very telling events that have awakened something in Sanji that is going to he's at an impasse on whether or not he chooses to be a monster or a man. That's the best way I can put that. That's all I'm gonna say. Because he's German. He's German.
I'm about to say
he's still German. Something hadn't happened to him. That happened to all the rest of his siblings. I'll leave it at that. Cause I think like, so if you know what I'm talking about, you might want to speed read your behind to the last chat. Cause I was like, I'm like, no. I was like, no, I need more. So yeah, man. I mean, but yeah, like props to them. One Piece forever. You know what I'm saying? Like we own that joint. I mean, Ice jokingly texted out, here's to another 20 years, and our homeboy, Ordinary Fellow Jay, was like, yeah, nah. Nah, we ain't doing another 20. And I agree with him. Maybe 5 to 10 more years older, you need to wrap this bad boy up. like, look, we need you to be in good health and good shape and good mental acumen to finish this. And I need to be of good health, good strength.
What are you telling?
To watch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, I don't want it to go. I want my son to be 25 years old. And we're just getting to the end. Let's not like wrap this bad boy up before I'm 45. Before we're 45, please have it finished. That's all we ask.
Who you tell, man? Look, listen. We was in high school when
98, 99.
When One Piece came out.
Yeah. Not even graduated yet.
We hadn't even hit 40 yet.
Yeah. No, so I'm like, we're 37. We got 3 more years, we'll be 40. And he's still, we already know he ain't gonna be done by the time we hit 40. I've already accepted that, okay? He's not going to be finished by the time I hit. And if he does finish by the time I get 40, because I know he said that he's building to do the biggest war that he's ever written after he get done with Wano. So I'm like, how many years is it gonna take you, Oda?
I'm about to say.
Is that 5 years, 6 years? I mean, how many years you talking, man? I mean, I need to know now so I can. I can prepare.
You too.
Yeah, man. It's yeah. My dude, man. Yeah. Ichiro Oda, you the G. From the Enigmas. Sign with love. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like favorite character. You go ahead and I know you well, just say it for the record. Your favorite character, One Piece.
Mine's the Sanji.
Favorite side character.
Favorite side character. That's a good one. So, man, please. So, when I've been through about what 12,000 side characters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's older. That's what older messed you up at. Because he didn't gave us every single season. He dang near introduces us to like at least a minimum of 75 different people. I mean, like a minimum. You know what I'm saying? It's like Wano was pretty skimmed. You know when it came to introductions. Like, but Dressrosa was stacked.
Man.
Stat. I was like, how many people we need to figure out what's going on? I mean, all of them played a part in the doggone final plot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, it's hard for me too. I just thought of the question. I was like, I wonder, you know, I want to know. Let's do two then, because I'm gonna do two.
Okay. Let's see. Dang.
And that's like none of the Straw Hats. None of the Straw Hats could be.
Oh, true. Yeah, no.
Dang, bro. I'm over here like running through the Rolodex myself. Like, oh. All right.
I tell you what, without Bone Clay, Luffy wouldn't even made a Marine for it.
That is a very good point.
Like that stung a little bit too now.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like you find this dude, I mean. You know what I'm saying? People go like some people gonna be on the fence about it because of his orientation. But whatever. He knew who he was in his own skin. And
yeah. I mean, I love that dude. That dude was down. Okay.
Right.
Like that dude, and it's great. He was a villain, you know, like when we met him, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like he was a villain. And Luffy and him had
click.
Yeah, and then they clicked. And I was like. And on the real, I say this with the utmost sincerity. That dude could be Straw Hat.
I can see that.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
Not a doggone problem.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just need to lift that limit. Because
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because personally, I would like to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can throw Bone Clay on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, and then it's going to come down to either Yamato or Carrot.
Okay.
Right now, that's what I think.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I would love to see Katakuri be like, you know what? Hey, y'all need me. Y'all got me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he had to, you know what I'm saying? Like, Luffy fought some respect into him. Cause
oh, yeah.
I ain't going to say he ain't beat no respect into him now. By all means.
Yeah. Fact.
That was their fight.
Yeah. Man, like, and that was the thing, man. Like, so for mine, kind of match yours. One I never thought I'd say in a million years, but the character is so goddamn good and so freaking loyal. It was Ivankov.
Okay.
Because Ivankov was just kept Luffy alive. The same situation.
Yeah.
Kept Luffy alive. I mean, and love Luffy like Luffy was his child. Because of his loyalty and friendship and brotherhood to his daddy.
Right.
Now look here. If I died and my son's out here, I will want y'all to do the same for me. That boy is y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like that boy is y'all boy. You know what I'm saying? In that particular sense, right? And that joint hit. That joint hit different when I became a father. I was like, yo, Dragon ain't got to think about it. He can still go out there and do what he need to do to protect the world.
Yeah.
And Ivankov is over here dang near dying to keep this dude's child alive.
Man.
And I'm sitting over here like, yo, look, there is a lot of the Revolutionary Army. We need to close this now. We need Shanks and Revolutionary Army and Blackbeard Pirates. That's pretty much all we got left. That's all we got left. I mean, it's like I'm, well, you know, I say that and he'll find something else.
He said five years, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, like he said, but those, at least to me, the biggest threads to really tie off is Shanks with the Reds. We've got a movie coming out in 2022, yes. August. Then you got the Revolutionary Army with Dragon, Dragon D. Luffy, and you also got the Blackbeard Pirates with Marshall D. Teach. So we need to tie this off. I mean, like, and then for my second person, I would say Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Because Blackbeard, when they were going through the 1,000 Rolodex, we were just watching, and you saw the episode of him just sitting there at the bar with Luffy, like he ain't touched Luffy.
Nope.
And then the next one, Follow Your Dreams.
I brought that up a while back.
Yeah, you did. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a couple episodes back. You know what I'm saying? It's like Follow Your Dreams. And I'm like, if Luffy follows his dream, and this is what messed me up, because I was sitting, I was like, goddamn Blackbeard, man. It's like a smart, and he don't look like it. It's like a mastermind, because he was encouraging Luffy to go forward, because he knew if he went forward, he didn't do much work. And the further Luffy would go to destabilize most of these nations, the easier the job he would have to follow through and reap benefit from the wreckage. Luffy breaking into what's the name of the prison?
Impel Down
was was an ace in a hole for Blackbeard.
Because how is he able to build up his crew?
Exactly.
Because you know, so you can't just get no scrub off the island. To pull off the nonsense that he did, especially at Marineford.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So the way that he's able to, he's like that. And like if we're going to talk WWE or like wrestling, Blackbeard is the edge of One Piece. Okay, he's the ultimate opportunist. He finds a way to capitalize on the moment that is the best for him.
Yeah.
And the best for him is usually what's also best for his crew that he has currently. He has an admiral, an ex-admiral on his crew. Not because he's charismatic, but because he's Blackbeard. There ain't no other option.
I'm about to say.
It's like you're looking at the Marines, no offense to them, they're looking real weak right now. Yeah. Like weak sauce right now. I mean, y'all done lost most of the people. Most of them cast became pirates at the Marine Corps.
How about that? Okiji left, and now he's and that's the thing. They saying he affiliated with Blackbeard, but what exactly is going on?
Is he giving him privileged information? Is he a part of the crew? Like that's I count him as a part of the crew because privileged information means you're part of my crew. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you don't just get to leave. You're gonna stay over here. But I mean, like just thinking about like the impact, Blackbeard's not even at Wano yet, his shadow is in Wano. And people are like, how you say that? Blackbeard is an emperor of the sea who needs no relation to Wano to be strong.
I'm about to say.
He doesn't even need an island to be strong. You get my drift? Right. You got Big Mama who need an island. No. You got Kaido who needed Wano. And he cheated to get Wano. at that. Because if it was a fair fight, I wouldn't want to kill that dude.
Oh, man.
That dude would die. Like, if it was a fair fight, I wouldn't want to win that fight. Yeah, and I think that that's why he keep drinking, man. He keep trying to drown out the fact, that he ain't the man. He like he's strong. He like he's the world's strongest shield, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And the thing is, he know that.
He know it. He's like he's trying to find somebody strong enough to do the same thing Odin did, but nobody ain't came up yet. So you know, like you look at that, and it's like that. No offense to Big Mama and Kaido, but they lame. When it comes to like character, like they're lame to me because I'm like Big Mama's like too unstable. She's too unstable to have that much power. And then you got Kaido, who's literally suicidal to get all this power. Then you got Shanks, who's like pretty much disengaged. Like he's an emperor of the sea, but he's doing his own thing.
He's chilling.
No, he probably bad. Like literally, I believe he's Elbeth. I said it 55 times on Enigmas, but I'm saying it again. I believe that Shanks is at Elbeth kicking it with the giants. But Blackbeard is the only one out of that crew that is dangerous to me. Like very dangerous because he ain't affiliated with no nation.
No.
Not one.
So he don't have no ties.
He don't care about no nation. He don't care about your warlords. He don't care. He don't care about your power. He don't care about your colors. He care about Blackbeard. That's a dangerous dude. So and his shadow looms in the background because all the while Luffy ain't even thinking about Blackbeard being a threat. You know what I'm saying? He ain't thinking about the fact that Blackbeard is the reason why his brother's in that position. He ain't thought about that yet. That hasn't really dawned on him yet that Blackbeard's one. The only reason why all this stuff happened because of Blackbeard. Blackbeard set it up to where Ace could get caught. Blackbeard was there to shoot Whitebeard to death. Blackbeard has been at the center of every single thing that has pained Luffy. Since Sabaody.
Yep.
And he don't need no Flamingo.
No.
He ain't need no help from none of y'all folk. Blackbeard did it by his own way and his own metric. Who else do that? Oh, who is that? Luffy. The same way. Luffy ain't affiliated with no nation. Luffy don't care about your colors. You can catch these hands.
I'm out of time.
Yeah, I said Luffy don't care about nothing. And the only person I see is the perfect counter that dude is Blackbeard. That's why I can't wait because Blackbeard is more ruthless than Luffy. So Luffy is like now trying to figure out how to become the strong, like make the strongest punch. But now he has to harden his morals, his conviction to go against Blackbeard. So I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait, man. I mean, but yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
that stare down in Impel Down was enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, I got more in my brain, but those are the ones that automatically float to the top. They're the cream of the crop. That rise right to the top. Oh yeah. But we going any further, we'd be like on here till like 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon. But 1,000 episodes, One Piece. Here's to many more. I don't know if I say 1,000. Because I say 99 to 2021 is 22 years.
That's right. Like,
so if we add another 22 on this, we'll be 59 years old. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, like older would be like 90 or something like that. Older, you need to figure this out now.
I'd be so mad. You know, we'd be on our deathbed sitting there trying to wait for the last episode.
Screw you. Older, finish the story. You know what I'm
saying? If we get to the end of the episode, to be continued.
No. So yeah, but on the real. Older finish the story in 5 years, and then we'll get anime in like probably 7 or 8 after this finish. Like the complete, because like they're tracking with anime right now, the anime and the manga, they're tracking pretty well because they found a way to stagger it out to where like Oda got, I think he's at like probably 60 chapters on top of where we at right now, like out of 1,000. So there's still a lot of content. That's about like 100. That's about like, I would say about 80 episodes of information. So he probably about to wrap this up because some crazy stuff happened right now in Wano. And they need to go ahead and just tie this bad boy off. And then we'll get the rest period. And then we off the Elbaf, I think. I'm hoping. And we're off to the end of the story. So, yeah, man. But that's all we got, man. Any final thoughts? Any final words, brother? For One Piece before we go on?
We're going to be on respirators when it finally is.
Man, don't you say that, man. Shut up. Don't you say that, man. I refuse to accept that. All right? I refuse to accept that. I'm gonna be alive and well and strong and doing backflips and stuff. And I ain't never done. I ain't done backflips. I was seven. I'll be doing backflips again. All right.
What did backflips at the last episode?
Yeah, man. No, I can't. Like I say, look. Well, I'm in it though. I mean, like, I'm in it. I'm good to go. There's no other anime right now that I can say that I have that much anticipation for. You know, other ones are great, no, good or whatever, but they ain't One Piece right now to me. I'm like, sorry, buddy, but you know, you ain't got the people, you ain't got the juice right now that like really catches me. You know, like My Hero Academia take too many breaks. the story is getting real crazy right now in the manga. But yeah, like he gonna end up wrapping this up probably next year or two. Like it's not much else he can do. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like pretty much right there at the end. So there's not much else left. So he's gonna wrap this bad boy up. And if he doesn't, he gotta do a 2-year skip. He gotta do something different. Because if he gets more violent than this man, he's gonna lose most of his fan base. Yeah, I was just being real about the situation. So yeah, like these villains is diabolical in this thing. Yeah, but all I like so all I got to say is, you know, One Piece, you know, we are each of these sunshine. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Look, you know, like, and that's my favorite One Piece thing, each of these sunshine. We go, I think is the name of that one. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my favorite one. So yeah, but until then, it's all those niggas. I might have to use each of these sunshine as though intro and outro this thing.
Hey.
I might do that. Yeah, so you more than likely will be hearing each me sunshine. Like while we're in at the end over here. So until then, it's all those enigmas. Don't leave them unsolved. And remember, we're in flu season, COVID season, all season. Please cover your face and wash filthy hands. Do that. Keep each other safe. We out here.
There you go. Each me sunshine. Each me sunshine. Each me sunshine.